On today's show, Navistar and VW are coming out with an electric school bus. Waymo is launching a ride-sharing service with nobody behind the wheel. And Buick is putting more muscle behind its Avenir brand. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, it seems like everything is getting electrified these days, and now we can add school buses to the list. IC Bus, which is a subsidiary of Navistar, just revealed an all-electric school bus. It was developed with Volkswagen Truck and Bus, and VW, of course, owns 16% stake in Navistar. The bus has a range of more than 120 miles, and it could be available as soon as 2019. And you know what? This seems like the perfect application for an EV. Besides the environmental benefits, communities can save on fuel costs, and the buses can be charged in a central location. The Ford Motor Company is sick and tired of General Motors dominating the full-size SUV segment and is launching significantly improved versions of the Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator. But before those SUVs even reach the showrooms, GM is fighting back. It's offering $5,000 discounts on Cadillac Escalades to anyone who trades in a 1999 or newer Lincoln Navigator. GM can easily afford to offer such deep discounts. Analysts estimate that the profit margin on a top-of-the-line Escalade Platinum is about $35,000. In fact, GM earns about $2 billion in profit on its full-size SUVs. And if you'd like to learn a lot more of what that all-new Ford Expedition is all about, be sure to tune in to Autoline After Hours this Thursday. That show will be all about the Expedition. Renault is showing off cars that can avoid high-speed crashes, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Just a week ago, the CEO of Waymo said autonomous cars are a lot closer to reality than most people think. But we didn't expect it to happen this soon. Reuters reports that Waymo is launching a ride-hailing service with no human behind the wheel. The service will kick off in the Phoenix, Arizona area in the next couple of months and will use a fleet of autonomous Chrysler Pacificas. It will first be available to those already participating in the company's public trials that are currently underway. Initially, there will be a Waymo employee riding in the back seat, but eventually, passengers will travel alone. Speaking of autonomy, we've seen a lot of progress with self-driving cars recently, and now Renault is showing off autonomous technology that can avoid obstacles. While we've seen AVs from other companies avoid obstacles in slower moving environments, as you can see, Renault's technology, called Cali, is able to do it at higher speeds. The company says its obstacle avoidance capability is just as good as professional test drivers. The technology was developed in collaboration with Stanford University, and by 2022, Renault aims to have more than 15 vehicles with some degree of autonomy out on the roads, and this new system is an important step in that goal. GMC is making boatloads of money with its Denali brand, and now Buick wants to do the same with Avenir. That's coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Buick's new, more luxurious sub-brand Avenir is launching its second model. The Enclave Avenir in October was the first, and soon we'll have a LaCrosse Avenir. Changes to the outside are subtle, but include a 3D mesh pattern in the upper and lower grille, Avenir badging on the front doors, and unique 19 or 20-inch wheels. The interior features a chestnut color theme, embroidered first-row headrests, and Avenir badging on the sill plates, an ebony interior, all-wheel drive, and upgraded suspension are optional. The LaCrosse Avenir will arrive early next year. When we reported October sales the other day, we noted that Hyundai had one of the biggest declines of any automaker. Part of it has to do with a brand that is heavy with passenger cars. Another factor is that Hyundai started cutting back on fleet sales to daily rental companies because of disagreements over pricing. In October, Hyundai's fleet sales were down 23%, which put a big dent in its sales for the month. And it says it will continue to stay away from daily rentals for at least the time being. But it could get a small shot in the arm before the end of the year. Hyundai says the Kona CUV is scheduled to go on sale in the first quarter of 2018, but could arrive to dealerships before January 1st. That brings us to the end of today's report. Thank you for making Autoline Daily a part of your day.
Don't miss Ward's Auto Conference on Artificial Intelligence, November 9 in Birmingham, Michigan. Learn how AI is disrupting the automotive industry. Meet Silicon Valley technologists from companies like IBM, Nuance, NVIDIA, and Continental. Learn more at wardsauto.com/AI.